June 22nd, 2024. First part of the class, we're discussing from a book by Sri Anandadas Babaji Maharaj called Rasa Darshan, which describes the science of spiritual rasas. Actually, the whole heart of Guru Vaishnavism is based on bhakti, bhava, and prema. And when you get to bhava, bhakti, and prema, bhakti, then we can experience ras, taste of ras, a divine love with Krishna. So this ras is a science. So Anandadas Babaji very nicely analyzes rasa. So he explains, how does one qualify to taste and experience ras? You have to be in sattva-gun. There's tamagun, rajagun, sattva-gun. That's being sattva-gun. So he says that to taste and experience ras, like Madhurya ras, the amorous love of Radha and Krishna's Leelas and Vrindavan, one must be in sattva-gun. Then he quotes from Sitya Darpan. Sitya Darpan is a book that was written about 300-400 years ago by a person named Vishwanath Chakravarti. Vishwanath Kaviraj. Not to be confused with Vishwanath Chakravarti. Vishwanath Kaviraj. And I heard Satyarayan Das Babaji from Jiva Institute. He said, if you want to know the science of Ras, you have to study Sahitya Darpan. So I have the book in English, and it's quoted quite a bit by Anandadas Babaji. So he quotes the verse. This is the translation. This spiritual rasa arises from sattva-gun. It is unlimited, self-illuminating, blissful, conscious, and untouched by any other subject. Some tasters relish ras in great literary works. When a reader of a great book by a great rasic jan or a great advanced Vaishnava relishes ras, one will feel non-different from the heroes and heroines described in the book. Then this is how one relishes ras. So it's called identification, equalization. So when you read about Radha Krishna's pastimes with the Sakis and Manjaris, you have a sense of identifying with them, equalizing your emotions, your feelings with their feelings and emotions. So then the question is, how can we acquire sattva-gun? What's the answer? There's rajagun, sattva-gun, tamagun. By keeping a clean body and clean mind, by wearing sattvic clothes, by eating sattvic food, anusa garlic or tamasic. So that's not sattvic. So we have to eat sattvic food, live in a sattvic place, dress in sattvic clothes. The Tantra Yoga Sutra says, sattva-gun can be attained by keeping clean habits. Sarchat, sattva-suddhi. That's the ordinary definition of how to stay sattva-gun. Keep a clean body, clean clothes, clean mind, sattvic food, live in a clean place. But the spiritual devotees that write the spiritual rasa books, they have a different idea. This is by Vishwanath Kaviraj and Sitya Darpan. Sitya Darpan, he explains that the books written by great Vaishnavas are free from ignorance and passion. By Sitya Darpan, Vishwanath Kaviraj explains by reading the books by Krishna Karamrita, by Bilva Mangala Thakur, Radha Sudha Nidhi, by Prabhupada Saraswati, Stavavali and Stavamala by Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. By reading these books again and again, one can acquire sattva-gun, and when one gets sattva-gun, then one becomes eligible to taste rasa in the books. So Anatha says, it's absolutely necessary to have sattva-gun to relish rasa. So to relish rasa, what do we need? Hello? How do you get sattva-gun? In Satya Darpan. Satya means literature. Darpan means mirror. A mirror of literature. So you get sattva-gun by associating with sattvic books. That is second cause. And he doesn't say where it comes from, but he quotes the Sanskrit verse. We can assume that he's still quoting Satya Darpan, which he quotes quite a lot. He says, without desire for a specific rasa, such as Eros, amorous love, Madhura Ras, one cannot taste Ras. Rasa desire is the source of Ras relish. If you have a desire to enjoy mangoes, you eat a mango, you won't get any Ras. If you don't like to taste mangoes, you don't have any desire to taste it because you don't like it, you eat them. So you have to have a desire to taste and relish the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Madhurya Ras. That means you have some import, and then he explains the causes of this vasana, this bhakti vasana, the cause of this desire to relish Madhurya Ras. Because some people, we see some devotees in the world, they have a little gopal, and they think Gopal is their kid. And they carry around a basket, and they're all crazy about Gopal. So if you ask them about Radha and Krishna, Kunjalila, they say, oh, I don't care about that. I care about Gopal and stealing butter, muck on shore, and this and that. So that's, they don't have any taste or desire. So it's very interesting. Desire and sattva-gun. So then the question is, where does this desire come from? Comes from last life and this life. And he quotes a verse from Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, second wave, chapter 1, verse 6. Praktani Adhanika Chasti Yasya said Bhakti Vasana. Bhakti Rasa Swada Tasya Riddhi Jayate. Riddhi Jayate, it takes birth, it appears in the heart because of previous life. Last life, you had some desire to love, to be with Radha Krishna, to love Radha Krishna. So this life, it comes up, or it's in this life, you got Bhakti Vasana. What does Bhakti Vasana mean? Desire for a particular way of bhakti.
Where does that from last life come as well?
What did you say?
How does it come from last life?
No, in last life how it came.
Last life you got the Purva Janam, you got the desire to love Krishna in a particular way by Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha through reading books, or from Guru, or Sakshat Darshan, with Sadhu. It may be samskara and chitta. Chitta is the subconscious mind. There's conscious mind and unconscious mind. It's called chitta. That's where all vasana and samskaras are there. Bhakti samskara and material samskara, prakrit and avrakrit. So he says, if we have in our heart desire to love Radha and Krishna, to cultivate that and bring out, it's necessary to associate with rasic bhaktas. So how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we associate with rasic bhaktas? Satsang and pushtak, shastra, shastra parai, studying shastra, rasa shastra, and sarasanga. The main thing is to hear from sadhus by YouTube, internet, CD, hear the katha, hear Hari katha, that's the sangha. Because people work, they have families, it's hard to meet sadhus. But if you have a desire to hear Hari katha will take its effect. The doctor gives you medicine in the doctor's office. But you go home and take the medicine. Doctor's not there. Medicine is working. So the sadhu is giving Hari katha. You take the katha in your ear and heart and go home and they work on it. So you read books here on the phone, YouTube, movies, pravachan. Then more effect.
Can I ask one more question? So if we know that we have a desire for that, is it necessary to still read the other elementary or the other shastras like before that, before we move on, or we should wait till we finish all the elementary shastras before we move on, or we can move? Because if we have a desire, but maybe not very
if you have a desire for a particular thing, you should go crazy about it. Try to fulfill it. And someday soon, when you get a teacher, will guide you. But you're guided by your Paramatma. Paramatrayami is guiding you and creating a desire to love Krishna a certain way and creating your interest. It's a way you should run with it, should follow it. If you want to read about Hare Krishna's pastimes, you come to the read it.
Because, like, if we live very far from the Sadhu Sangha and we are following through YouTube, but then we are not, is it okay then just with the help of YouTube to move forward?
Yes. Hari katha will move you forward. However, just keep hearing. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu sranam. Hear as much as possible. And everything will come perfect.
Is it necessary to hear the Hari katha from only one Vaishnava particularly, or we can hear from the others whom we also like to hear?
This is such a that's okay. But see, our class is two parts. The first class is just a lecture about rasa. Second class is questions and answers. So you're in the second class, I'm in the first class.
Because we have to leave after one hour because we have to go to the airport, so that's why I was rushing. Sorry.
Okay, I'll speak for another minute, then I'll get a question. Right.
was telling this Prabhuji that we have to leave in 1 hour because our taxi is waiting.
Yeah, okay, okay.
But I thought I'll still try. Can I get someone's phone number, like if we have to ask any future question, because it was difficult from the Facebook or the YouTube.
Who wants to volunteer?
Because I have been listening to your lectures on the SoundCloud or...
Frederica. Frederica.
Yes, yes.
Give her a number.
Can you please write it down and I'll add it?
She's a good devotee.
Thank you.
Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe.